Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. This is the final chapter of To Wake the Mangog. So I don't want to keep you guys in suspense, so let's get to the story.
And then we go into the final issue. Mangog is looming over Thor. His Meow Meow is coming. I assume he threw it at some point, although he had it in his hand a second ago. But Meow Meow is flying toward Mangog. And Mangog's like, yeah, I've got power of an entire race. So normally it would do damage.
But it doesn't.
I'm going to hit this. And he literally hits it and hurls it back at Thor. So Thor's like, all right, well, this is my most powerful weapon. And if that can't do anything
right
against him, that can't be good. This is our final panels with Queen Carnilla and Baldur. As he's fighting, she, again, last time, gives him the option of staying here with her. And he refuses her again. It's like, all right, you gotta die. But apparently, through all of Baldur's fighting, he was able to break the spell over the Lost Legion, and now they are going to stand with Baldur.
Oh.
I don't know how. Magic. So she's had enough. She's done with it all. So she sends them all back to Asgard, and they're in the inner city. And Baldur's like, all right, well, we know there's a battle going on. Let's go get our troops together and go out there. Because apparently Baldur likes to rally the troops. And that works. Because mm-hmm. he gets practically everybody to join him. Now this is... next couple panels, I love this. So Mangog is... After easily thwarting Thor and the warriors, he's still off to Asgard, or the inner city. And I'm just going to read these word for word because it's great. As effortlessly as I shatter yon mountain, so shall I shatter the world about me. Even now their souls are filled with fear, with dark and haunted dread. For they know full well that Odin and all his realm are doomed. I know not, I care not, what puny defenses await me. While they prepare for me above ground, Mangog will tunnel below. If he really wasn't worried about their defenses,
right,
why is he tunneling underneath? And so Thor's like, we have to... Well, no, I'm sorry. Hogan is like, you have to fly, Thunder God. You have to catch him. You have to catch up to him. Thor's like, okay, I need to go. I should go right away. But he doesn't. Like, and I know what exactly happened. So Mangog gets into the, right here. He says he reached the inner city. He's within the great golden walls. He starts to basically destroy everything. And Baldur comes up, and with his giant army, as you see, Mangog's like, "Yeah, that's nothing," and
swats him away.
And on the very next page, we see Thor getting ready to finally take off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I made the comment of, he's going to take off, but he doesn't take off.
Doesn't do it.
But even it does say right here that at this self-same faithful second of eternity, which so as this is going on, he is actually flying.
So it was an aside.
Yeah, it is actually happening.
Okay.
I think it's funnier that he decides to wait.
Right, right.
Even though I know it's not how it was. But so Thor goes flying. As he says, Mjolnir flies true. And he hops on the back, or the side arm, I guess, of Mangog. And his battle with him is happening again. These next couple pages is literally just fighting. I know they use this cosmic bolt to try and take him down. Doesn't do squat. And as the fighting continues, Loki is completely done because... You know, he's in the city.
Excuse me. So he has to run.
Loki's like, I'm done. I have to leave. I have to live. So he runs. He's a coward.
Because
that's Loki. Thor is hurt. I believe at one point, yes, right when he was on the back of Mangog. Mangog grabs him and breaks his arm because as he's running away, he is, you know, favoring his arm the entire time. And that, so like when he gets to
the
Odin sword, he's, you know, again, still trying to favor his arm. He knows it's hurt right now. He's literally on his last leg. He can't really do much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not going to stop trying. Like, he's...
Right.
He's a warrior, true and true. The recorder, like I said, he's there. He knows that Mangog is coming. He informs Sif and Thor that, hey, he's destroying the castle defenses. He's going to get through. And so they are ready to fight to the end. And to the end they do. They put up a valiant fight, but they can't stop Mangog as he starts to unsheath the sword. We then get Odin,
who has woken up and come to the sword room.
And this is the part that really gets me. Because, so, and again, this is another, I'm going to read because it just, you need to hear it. Now here stands Odin, power scepter in hand. Mangog, I bid thee halt. And he uses his scepter, and the Mangog is, he says, a ray of power strikes me. My limbs are froze. I cannot move. Now hear the words of Odin. Ages ago, in my wisdom supreme, I didst put thy race entire beneath an Odin spell. And now, by decree imperial, I break thy spell. And the Mangog, you know, he's, you know, a massive energy rising from me as I grow weaker and weaker. Mangog, thou wert never strong. 'Twas all an imagery. 'Twas all illusion. I'm pretty darn sure all the people, all the fighting was not illusions.
Thou wert but a living prison in which
thy race was jailed. Like, it, basically, the entire race that Odin handled, took care of, was imprisoned in him. It was just a prison sentence. It was just all trying to make the race peaceful.
Right.
And they're in their attempts to fight Odin, they made the Mangog. But the Mangog itself was nothing. But the race was back alive. So the entire race, once the Mangog dissolves, the race shall live again. And they're back on their world, living in peace. So,
yeah.
I just find it funny because all this happened, all these people fought, they're all injured.
I don't know necessarily that. Maybe it's, I was just going to say, maybe it's speaking to something more than that. I think how I would interpret that would be if they were all fighting, and yes, it was all a disaster, but it was mm-hmm. never out of Odin's hands. It was never something that he couldn't, in his all-powerfulness, in the story, it was never something more than an illusion to him.
Okay.
So he might have been wreaking, this Mangog might have been wreaking havoc on everybody, but it's like Odin wakes up and says, oh, that.
Okay.
And puts it back where it goes. And so to him
it was not.
Your all this stuff you've wreaked havoc is nothing but an illusion to me.
Okay. I can see that. I can kind of like that. And that's basically the end of the story. He resheathes the sword. Thor goes back to Sif to make sure she's okay. And all the warriors are alive. Like, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. So. Does the statement of Odin acknowledging Thor's battle, facing it like a god, have anything to do with
I think
other things in Thor's story?
Are you referring to him like the
well,
like in the movie where he was
banishment
being
or
I think. Maybe, and fans, please tell us, because I'm about ready to spot some knowledge that I have no idea.
I just find
possibly
it interesting that that's the statement.
Well, and also, if you remember, at the very beginning, he stops this basically sibling rivalry between
right.
Thor and Loki.
Right.
And then this happens, and Thor steps up
right.
as that of a god.
And Loki runs.
Okay. So it may be one of those things where, yeah, he saw him as the true hero because he did what was right even when he wasn't going to win.
Right.
like a god would.
Okay.
So, and maybe. I honestly, I could be wrong on that.
Right.
Probably wrong on that. The funny thing is, as I was doing some research on background stuff for this as much as I could, I happened to notice that in current issues, I think like issue 704 of Thor, that just came out recently, Mangog returns. So it's just he's popped up a couple different times throughout comic book history. But it was just ironic that we're doing this story about the first appearance of Mangog, and here he is, 50 years later, 60 years later,
he's in the same character,
and he's still relevant to
right.
the Thor mythology.
Right.
So I just thought that was kind of cool. It's kind of a nice little thing. I really enjoyed the story. Seeing this is the first. Well, I've read some Kirby stuff before, both art and writing, but just seeing it in this aspect of characters that he helped reimagine and regenerate
right.
was amazing. I really enjoyed that. I know you said you had was not able to read it, but going over it, what did you take from it?
Looking at the story and stuff, it's very interesting just to see where. Because the comics that, just going from what I had said earlier, mm-hmm. the comics that I read, even though they were out of circulation, like they were not being published like that anymore, in that Spider-Man series, they were still things that were not this old.
Mm-hmm.
So even from the comics that I was reading coming up, and then from what I can see when I go glance at them today, is just how different the style is.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
The style of writing, the style of the artwork, the what they were able to do in their artwork. And this was a lot more able to keep my attention.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed being able to see the story unfold how it did. And mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really ever dig into Thor.
Same here.
And just now, actually, just this week, I purchased the first and second movies from the MCU.
Those aren't the best ones.
I know. I saw Dark World when it came
totally,
out.
I'm putting that on record. They are the worst of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
But
right next to Avengers 2.
It's taken how many years? And finally, yes. Ragnarok was good, and I know the characters enough. I can go back and rewatch it.
I also attribute that to Taika Waititi as director.
He's so good.
Yeah.
Did you buy it yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. If you buy the like HD with all the special features and everything, he has a director's intro.
Oh, nice.
That you definitely need to see.
Well, I know what I'm doing Monday. but yeah, so get a hold of us on our socials. Pete, thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
And sitting in. And we will talk to you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. We will be starting a new story arc on our next episode. If you have any suggestions you would like to send us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We will talk to you soon.